We have established contact, and Frank Borman says, among other things, that they have a spectacular view of the Earth, and he goes into some little detail regarding a jet stream that they're observing. Mike Collins tells him he hopes that will hold up for at least another hour so we can all see it on television. Here's the conversation as it unfolds.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. Are you getting the high bit rate all right?
That's affirmative, Apollo 8. We are getting a good high bit rate.
Thank you.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead.
Raj, I got some more talking to do about the TV when any time it's convenient for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, first thing, we made no provisions in these instructions for taking pictures of the moon. If you could get some moon shots after it's all over by looking out a different window or by making some small maneuver, of course, we'd be happy to have them, but the show is scheduled as just out the window at the Earth only. Over.
Roger.
The second point is, of course, when you stop your passive thermal control, you're about 90 degrees to the Earth line. So when you make that yaw left, you're going to have to yaw left until your middle gimbal angle is in the vicinity of 60 degrees. You'll get the additional 30 degrees by the offset between where the camera is pointed and your plus X axis. But the two together are going to total up around 90. We just wanted to make sure that you understood you were going to be working with a large middle gimbal angle, over.
Roger, we understand that. We also are looking at the Earth right now, and there's a spectacular long, thin band of clouds. Looks like maybe a jet stream. It's absolutely spectacular, going almost all the way or halfway around the Earth.
Roger, well, you might want to repeat that during the TV narrative, and We'd also like you, if possible, to go into as much of a detailed description as you poets can on the various colors and sizes of those things and how the Earth appears to you in as much detail as you possibly can muster. Over. Over.
Roger, I figure we'll have to do that because I'll bet you, I won't bet, but I bet the TV doesn't work.
Well, we won't take that bet, but anyway, we are standing by for a nice lurid description, and we would suggest that you talk a little bit slower than you did yesterday, over.
Okay.
And the only other thing on this TV is that the experts tell us that do not point with the wide-angle lens on the camera. Do not point at either the Earth or the Moon. It comes close to damaging the interior of the instrument due to the fact it's too bright. Over. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, 54 hours, almost 54 minutes into the flight, and the spacecraft presently 174,800 miles from the Earth. A word or two here on a change in our charts and a change in our reporting procedure, which will come up following the passage of what we call MSI, or Moon Sphere of Influence, that event to take place in about a half an hour from now. With the reading, the reporting we've given you on distance and velocity has come from a chart called the Command Service Module Space Digitals, and it presently uses as a reference the Earth. Now, at some point shortly after we pass into the sphere of influence of the Moon, the reference will become the Moon, and we'll have a rather sharp and dramatic change in the velocity reference. For instance, the velocity precisely at the passage in relative to Earth terms will be 3,261 feet per second. Relative to the Moon, that same velocity reading will be 3,900 and 89 feet per second. And from that point, we will be giving you velocities in relation to the moon, which will be exercising its gravitational effect at that point. Our present estimate is that at MSI, the moon's sphere of influence point, the moon will be 33,821 miles from the spacecraft, and the spacecraft will be 176,275 miles from Earth. Both of those are nautical miles. In the last 10 to 15 minutes, the crew has put in one call simply to establish communications. We've had nothing more than a roger. We read you loud and clear. And at 54 hours, 56 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Has come up a little bit earlier. A little earlier than anticipated. But let's punch this picture out. It's the bright blob on the upper right of the screen is the Earth.
We're just picking it up at 3 o'clock on our screen.
Okay.
It's moving up toward 1 o'clock and in toward the center. Keep it going in that direction.
Okay.
Looking better. You're holding up about 1 to 2 o'clock. Looking better. Give us a little more in that same direction. You're down at 3 o'clock now. We see about half of what you see. Too much. It's disappearing at our 5 o'clock. Now it's coming back. It's half off screen at our 2 o'clock. And it's disappeared off to our 3 o'clock. It's coming back in now. It's headed towards the center of our screen. Mark, it's right in the center of our screen. And just hold her steady. It's really looking good. Okay, we have it.
What you're seeing, Mike, is... Houston, what you're seeing is the Western Hemisphere looking, the top is the North Pole. In the center, just lower to the center, is South America, all the way down to Cape Horn. I can see Baja, California, and the southwestern part of the United States. There's a big long cloud bank going northeast, covers a lot of the Gulf of Mexico, going up to the eastern part of the United States. And it appears now that the east coast is cloudy. I can see clouds over parts of Mexico. The parts of Central America are clear. And we can also see the light bright spot of the subsolar point on the light side of the Earth.
Yeah, Roger. Could you give us some idea about the colors, and also could you try a slight maneuver? It's disappearing. We're seeing about half of it. It's going off to our 12 o'clock. Now it's going off to our 3 o'clock. That's the wrong direction. Yeah, that's a good direction. We need another small correction to bring it to our center screen. Roger, could you maneuver toward the terminator again, please? A little bit more. Stop her right there and hold it. It keeps slipping up a little bit. Could you maneuver slightly more toward the terminator?
That's the North Pole at the lower left portion of the Earth at about 8 o'clock.
How's that, Houston?
We're getting about half the Earth, Frank. The top half of it, our top half, which includes the dark portion, is obscured.
How's the definition on the picture?
It looks pretty good.
Can you see cloud patterns at all?
That's affirmative.
Good. Are you still seeing it, Houston?
We're seeing it. We're missing the portion of the Earth that's over towards the terminator. The dark portion of the Earth is we're not picking up. We're getting about 3/4 or 4/5 of the rest of it.
Roger, I'll move it and tell me when I'm getting better or worse, please.
Good. Stop right there. Now that's worse, Bill. Go back where you were. You made it disappear to our 3 o'clock. Now it's coming back. Okay, stop right there. Now you're back where you were, and we need a motion that's about 90 degrees to that last one you gave us. That's the wrong 90 degrees. 180 degrees away from that one. Stop right there. Okay, now we've lost a different half of it. I need a motion 90 degrees to that last one. Houston, if you can stick your polarizing filter in front of the camera without disturbing anything else, it might improve the quality slightly. Our Earth picture is drifting off center again. you could make another correction to bring it back. I couldn't tell you which direction, but that you're going the right way. You're going the right way. A little bit more. A little bit more. Whoa, stop right there. That's the best centering we've had, Paul. If you can just hold that, that's perfect.
Mike, to give you some idea, Mike, what we can see, we can I can pick out the southwest coastline of the Gulf and where Houston should be, and also the mouth of the Mississippi. I can see Baja, California, and that particular area. I'm using a binocular, which we have aboard.
All right, understand.
Power instrument I have.
Right, well, we're seeing the entire Earth now, including the Terminator. Of course, we can't see anything past the Terminator at all. Are you able, with your binoculars, to see the dark horizon or anything past the Terminator?
Negative, Mike. We can't see anything past the Terminator with the binoculars or without them. This Earth is just too bright. And it cuts down the night adaptation to see anything on the dark side.
Roger, understand.
Since this is wintertime in the northern hemisphere, we can see all of the South Pole and the southern ice cap, and not too much of the North Pole. Hey, you and Jim better get together. Jim just said he saw the North Pole.
Huh? He's looking out a different window.
That's what makes it different.
Do you still have the
upside down?
Do you still have the polarizing filter in front of the camera?
Negative.
Okay. You try it putting it back in front of the camera one more time.
Okay.
Once again, we need a small attitude correction. Our Earth is disappearing up and to the right. Our Earth and your Earth. The wrong way, wrong way. A little bit more. Okay, that's fine if you can hold it right there. Up? No, it's slipping back off again. Yeah, keep coming. A little bit more. A little bit more. Okay, 90 degrees to that direction. That's the wrong 90. The other way. There we go. A little bit more. No, no, wrong way. Wrong way, I'm sorry. Yeah, keep coming in that direction. Now it's gone up at our 12 o'clock. So that last, there we go, it's coming back down, it's coming back down. Bring it down more. Okay, stop. Now we need 90 degrees to that direction again.
I hope the next camera has a sight on it.
Right.
How's that?
Well, that's disappeared just practically. We were wondering if there's any chance of you're looking out one of the other windows and seeing the moon. Hey, it's coming back in now, Bill. Okay, hold it right there. That's fine for the Earth, right where you are. That's extremely good on the Earth. You can just hold that.
It has a polarizing filter in front of it now, Mike.
Roger, thank you, and it's centered very well. We get a very slight improvement with this, but in general, it's very good considering the distance.
A present distance from Earth is 175,803. 175,803.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we'll have to save the moon for another time.
Roger, understand. We noticed a couple of jumps in the apparent intensity. Did you make some filter changes?
Roger, we tried to put that other red filter in front of it, but it didn't seem to fit.
Roger. We'd, on a final test, when you get down to the end of your allotted time here, we'd like you to remove all filters. And let us see how it looks with all filters removed, and then we'd like to get several spot meter readings at the very end after the test.
Okay, we'll be removing the red filter now.
Roger.
Off now.
Roger, we have it, and if you could maneuver toward the terminator slightly, you would again center our picture.
The spacecraft is almost directly over dead center South America, and this picture is being beamed and received simultaneously through our antenna at Madrid and at Goldstone, California.
Is that the right direction?
That's the right direction. Keep coming. Now that's the wrong direction, Frank. Did you... Negative. I need another maneuver toward the terminator. Drifting off the screen to our 11 o'clock, we appear to need a maneuver toward the terminator, Frank.
Thank you.
That's apparently the wrong way, Frank. We're starting to lose the picture. There you go. That's the correct way.
Okay, Houston, how's that for today?
That's just fine, Frank. That's great. We'd like to, at the conclusion here, take three spot meter readings. You can do that anytime at your convenience. We'd just like to get some after-the-fact readings on the Earth intensity.
Roger, Jim has got the spot meter on now.
Thanks.
Is it centered now, Houston?
Not quite, Frank. That's good right there. Hold that right there. That's good. That's perfect.
Okay, Earth, this is Apollo 8 signing off for today.
Good show, Apollo 8. We appreciate it. See you mañana.
Roger.
Haney down here plotting your trajectory, so all's well. He says you're 10 minutes in the moon's sphere of influence.
Okay, good.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We think that wraps up our television viewing for the day. The picture started, I have to go back and get a hack on it, I would estimate about 5 minutes of two. Stand by and we'll get an exact start time. We'd not anticipated the starting of the pass until about 5 or 6 minutes after the hour. The crew moved in on us a little early, as they did yesterday. I guess maybe we should have anticipated it. And when we began receiving a signal through Goldstone, stand by one. We've had word from our station on Goldstone that they suspect their reception may be even sharper than what we were seeing back here in Houston. And we're going to get an early relay on that. We're still awaiting here a start time. Our assistant is trying to get it for us. Well, we'll go with the estimate of 1:58 p.m. EST, and the signal went off at approximately 2:20 p.m. Central Standard Time, both numbers. The spacecraft now 176,000 miles from Earth. Its velocity in relation to the Earth, 3,265 feet per second. This is Apollo Control, Houston.